Time now for your letters. Our email inbox was abrim this week with comments about Daniel Zwerdling's story last week about Faith Partners, a faith-based social service program in Colorado that recruits church volunteers to work with families on welfare. Mitch Green of Tiburon, California, writes that the story was a little too haunting for the morning after Halloween. Everyone is entitled to their religious beliefs, but when government money is used to try to steal the souls of vulnerable people struggling to escape a welfare existence, it sounds like a tale of vampires, ghouls, and body snatchers. Ruth Baxter of Friendswood, Texas, asks, what would these evangelical Christians think if they entered a county welfare office and saw the workers down on their prayer mats kneeling toward Mecca or praying in Hebrew? What if somebody erected a green, leafy, and utterly pagan tree in tribute to Mother Nature and recommended welfare recipients attend a solstice celebration? But John Jacobs of Ormond Beach, Florida, writes, your motivation for the segment was clearly to show the program to be unconstitutional and that it should be abandoned because the underlying motivation was proselytizing. Who cares whether a little proselytizing occurs if the program is successful in fighting poverty? Jay Herring also wrote in support of Faith Partners, saying, we should not condemn everyone to a mediocre government bureaucracy when well-run faith-based solutions exist. Now, we reported last week that Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld was asked if he has lost his mojo. The secretary replied he didn't know much about his mojo. We suggested that the secretary might find the answer in Muddy Waters' classic song, Got My Mojo Working. But Joanne Post of Peacham, Vermont, instructs us that mojo has nothing to do with music as such. A mojo is a magic spell or an amulet used by practitioners of voodoo. If Rumsfeld's mojo isn't working, his power or magic is failing him. And speaking of voodoo, our annoying music man Jim Nader scratched the blackboard of our show last week in presenting annoying versions of Simon and Garfunkel songs, Scarborough Fair among them. Howard Burkett of Austin, Texas writes, please allow me to add my voice to the chorus of Prigs, and I hope everyone hears that was a G in there. I mean serious folks and traditional music aficionados who feel bound to point out Scarborough Fair is an English folk song of great antiquity and thus hardly belongs to Simon and Garfunkel at all. We welcome all of your comments, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Our email address, wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. Then you'll be a true love of mine.